poverty, lack of the things necessary for a healthy life. Poverty and disease are a result of sin. It's a result of choosing death. God does not force us to choose life. Western civilization came from Europeans choosing life through Christ Jesus. Christ gives us hope and energizes us to do better. Hopelessness is the spirit of death. The people who live in poverty need to be changed spiritually. Unless they're changed spiritually, they will always be poor. That is why Christians are commanded to preach the gospel. The good news of Christ's love for each individual will heal the broken spirit. It will manifest life in the believer. They will cease to be sick and poor spiritually. The healing that takes place spiritually will begin to manifest in their flesh. You cannot choose the consequences of your choices. Everything that is evil in this world is a result of man's choices. God has nothing to do with it. However, he sent his son Jesus to fix the problems created by man's choices. But again, God does not force us to choose Jesus. Receive him who loves you and wants a personal relationship with you and live. An article by Barry Bennett. The destruction of the poor is their poverty, Proverbs 10:15. Poverty came into the earth through Adam's sin. Poverty is a curse. Poverty takes place on different levels of our lives, but it never reflects the nature and abundance of God. In the world, we see mental poverty, emotional poverty, physical poverty, spiritual poverty, relational poverty, and financial poverty. Sin in the earth has created poverty, and the fingers of poverty seek to attach themselves to all of us. Poverty is a heart condition that grows from fear. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. It is the manifestation of one's expectancy. It is a thief that steals vision, hope, and joy. Poverty causes us to evaluate our lack of resources, whether mental, emotional, physical, or financial, and establish the boundaries of our lives. The spirit of poverty robs us of God's vision, steals his word, and crushes faith. Those with a poverty spirit and mindset can hear the same word that others hear, but the words that birth faith in some are swallowed in the black hole of unbelief in others. The poverty mentality is easily conformed to the world. For those with a poverty mindset, politics, science, and culture have the last word. Those with a spirit of poverty may be born again, but they worship at the altar of limitations, self-doubt, and lack. The vision of God's abundance never takes root. The revelation of a limitless future, full of promise and grace, seems far away. The mind trapped in poverty won't even think beyond the current circumstances. Some even become comfortable with a small God in a small world full of small expectations. To be free from the spirit of poverty on every level, this poor must want to be free. He must be willing to lift up his eyes and consider the boundless supply of God's grace. He must value his own identity in Christ and decide to step into a new dimension of life. He needs to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. The Word of God carries the prosperity of God. I'm speaking of prosperity on every level, mental, emotional, physical, relational, and including resources to walk in your purpose with generosity. Meditate on the following passages until you get it. Let His Word change how you think in your heart. Break the chains of poverty in your life. Please read Isaiah 55:9-12. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, Ephesians 3:20.